Today I'm going to talk about narcissists and mirroring.
Have you ever had anybody just give you everything that you want? Tell you everything that's important to you? Sometimes by acknowledging someone's pain, you are mirroring back to them. They might have told you a terrible story. Oh, this just happened to me. I just got arrested. And you're empathizing with them. You're repeating it back. That must have been really hard. A narcissist uses mirroring in a different way. They use it to gain your trust, to increase their narcissist supply by telling you exactly what you want to hear. You're actually using all of the information that you gave them when they ask so deeply about what you liked, what you're looking for, what experiences you had before, where you want to be, what kind of relationship you're looking for. They are trying to make it easy for you to like them. So they're going to turn and change everything about themselves to be the perfect person that you want, the perfect person that you're looking for. One of the things that 3X did in his mirroring was to mirror back to me a discussion of our exclusivity, if you could say that. Our relationship was in a place where we were not boyfriend and girlfriend, but agreed that we were exclusive. Don't ask me how that was, but that was the rules. You want to be with me, this is the deal. And he agreed to it. And then every single time he came back, and it didn't matter if it was 2 days later, he felt the need to say it again. And I would say, well, why are you saying that to me again? I just heard it 2 days ago. Why do you have to tell me we're exclusive? He doesn't have time for anyone else. I'm the only one. You know, he loves me, blah, blah, blah. And I never really understood it. But then he would occasionally say, when I would say, why are you doing this again? Why does it have to be something that you repeat all the time? And what his answer was that he wanted me to be secure. He wanted me to know that he was still in it. He's on board with the decision, with the rules. And he was mirroring back my concerns to build my trust and then to get me back in a place where he could suck more narcissistic, you know, things from me. The things he took were intimacy, were money and babysitting, packing of his house, giving him stuff, and, you know, basically supplying his entire house with everything. He was really using me for a lot of things, but he knew that the supply would dry up if, in fact, I did not think that we were exclusive. So that's one way he did mirroring. Another way that narcissists can mirror back to you is to, in a way, talk about things that they themselves are doing. 3X did not like that a few of my male friends would like things on my Facebook page. Facebook is such a nightmare when you think about this in dating, but he didn't like that they were liking things, and he was quite adamant about telling me this. And as I explained, these were my friends, and, you know, they were married and everything was fine. But what I did notice, and I did talk to him about, was him liking all of these women and all of these things that they were doing and saying. It didn't make sense to me at the time, because his answers were that, you know, they were just friends. And, well, since I was believing that and knowing that my friends were just friends, then it would make it easier for me to not make anything out of the fact that he was doing this to all these different women. As it turned out, I was suspicious about two of them, and he was sleeping with both of them. But to deflect, he would tell me about at least two different high school friends, girls, that he would like their things, or he told me these stories. I never really watched those girls, but he would tell me that their husbands were very upset that he was liking all of their posts, and they actually, he says, asked them to stop. So if I look at that, that was probably a way to kind of make me not think about the fact that he was doing it to the ones he was sleeping with. So by putting these other ones in the mix and making littleness of it, that these, you know, other people were, you know, just friends, it made me get sidetracked from the ones that he was sleeping with and the ones that he was, you know, trying to start relationships with while he was with me in our exclusive deal. So be careful on Facebook, be careful of what they say. Look at it a lot differently than just that this is the answer that they want you to hear, because it's usually not true. And of course, we don't know. We never really know until we know about narcissists. We don't know that they're lying. And it's only in retrospect that we see and understand the signs, understand the flags, and go back and go, oh my God, that's right. That's what he was doing. So that's just my experience.
When a narcissist tells you something that you've expressed as a concern, they are mirroring. They are mirroring to gain trust so they can continue draining you from your source of supply.